Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I've got comedian Killian Sunderman here talking about Killian Dollar Baby, which is his tour, his nationwide tour. Can we investigate your ethnicity? You are Irish.
Yes.
But you have a German father?
Yes, my dad is German. And actually, my mum is half German.
Oh, I see.
So I'm actually dreiviertel, three quarters German.
Dreiviertel, right.
Yeah.
And do you speak German very well?
Ja. Können wir vielleicht das Interview auf Deutsch machen?
Ja, ein bisschen. Aber ich spreche several Speicher, okay. Aber nur ein bisschen Deutsch.
No, sehr gut. 10 out of 10.
No.
The only thing is you have to say Sprecher, so you just Speck, which is actually ham.
Speck, yes. Yeah, Speck is ham. I do like a bit of German ham, actually.
I ham German.
I ham German. So was German spoken in at home?
Yeah. Yeah, my parents speak together in German. My dad only speaks to me in German, and then I speak to my mum in English.
Amazing, because so I have nieces and nephews who live in Spain who have an Irish dad, my brother-in-law, and my sister-in-law is Spanish, and same thing. So the dad speaks only English to the kids and the mom speaks only Spanish. And then obviously, collectively as a family, sure, they live in Spain, they speak in Spanish most of the time.
It's also when I'm in trouble, my mom would have spoken German to me.
To German.
Like, let's say, she didn't have to kick us under the table. She had a whole different language she could jump into.
Wow.
And just give out to us and say things like, you know, get out! Nicht jetzt! Finger weg! Or, you know.
So.
Ellenbogen nicht auf den Tisch.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds threatening. And then, like, I'm always intrigued by the accent then that you end up with, because obviously, again, thinking of my family, they live in Spain, so their English has the slightest of Spanish twinges. Did your German ever have an Irish twinge, or were you always just, this is my Irish accent, this is my German accent, they're fine?
I think it's Irish. It does happen sometimes when I am talking and I speak about like something. Let's say I'll be like, oh yeah, we might be going on holiday to Gelsenkirchen, and then it'll pop out when I say a German word. But generally I just have a regular Irish accent, as you can all hear.
Totally.
But then sometimes what I've noticed is that when I speak a different language, my French teacher in school, she said that I spoke French with a German accent.
Interesting.
Which was really strange. And it was just certain words that I would use, like the way we do R, like like that. Like I would do that in French. And she's like, that's how the Germans do it. And I'm like, yeah, well, there you go. It comes out.
Well, I often get abused on this radio show by my dear colleagues when I would say things like Barcelona or, you know, Gelsenkirchen. I would try my best. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they should tag you for that. That's
right. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to defend me, but no, throwing me under the bus.
Barcelona,
that's fine.
What are you doing?
Barcelona.
Someone did an Erasmus there. What did a weekend there? And you suddenly think you're Spanish. Like, what's going on?
I have that disease within 5 seconds of going anywhere. I'm like, I've touched down in JFK. Oh, my cell phone fell on the sidewalk. I'm a terrible guy, guys. Yeah. I'm that fella. Killian Dollar Baby. Mm-hmm. Fill me in on this. What's the story?
Well, this is my new show, my new tour. It's a national tour all around Ireland and Glasgow.
Nice.
Yeah, I did Glasgow. Actually, Neil Delamere was there when I was doing it. We were both doing shows at the same time.
Brilliant.
Then I'm going all around the rest of the country. Big dates are 30th of April in the Everyman in Cork.
What
and
a
then
venue.
I'm coming home. I'm bringing it home to Dublin on the 30th of May to Vicar Street, Dublin's Vicar Street.
30th of April, Cork. 30th of May, Vicar Street. Even without looking at the rest of his tour dates, you've covered, you know, half of the country on one side, half the country on the other side. Get yourselves along to those beautiful venues and see Killian Dollar Baby. Which you're in Clonakilty and Ballycotton and Portlaoise and Howth, and there's so many
and
more
Galway
dates.
Galway and I think I've already been to Galway. No, I haven't. I actually don't know.
Yes, it's hard when you're on
tour. Where I'm like, what day of the week is it? What year is it? Who's the president again?
Also, why Glasgow, not Edinburgh? Edinburgh, of course, is the home of the Edinburgh Festival, which many comedians go and come back like they've done a tour of Judy. Mm-hmm. But like, why Glasgow?
I'd never played Glasgow before. Okay. And then they were doing the Glasgow International Comedy Festival. And they asked me to come along and I'd always wanted to do it. So we did one and then it sold out. So then we did another one. And it's in this beautiful church, very high roof. It was really, really wonderful. And then Neil Delamere and John Marr were in the dressing room and we were chatting about how many guitars you had. That was the main topic. And then how you've asked, we were talking about the different celebrities that you've asked whether they've washed their legs. Neil's like, he's asked us to, you know, Dua Lipa or whatever. Like all these people.
I know, these are the things of my personality that have come out and they're now kind of in, I guess, lore in some ways that, yeah, I have too many guitars and I ask people ridiculous questions about their personal hygiene.
It's funny when you get sort of condensed into one little thing. When you hear about how someone else describes you and you're like, oh, wow, that's
all they've got.
That's all they've got.
I've been on radio for 25 years talking about many things, but yes, the number of guitars I own is too big and I ask people personal personal questions. I shouldn't. We might get to them in a few minutes with you, Killian. Killian Dollar Baby is on tour everywhere. You cannot miss a date. What is the website? What is the Instagram? What's the best place to go if they want to get tickets?
KillianSundermanComedy.com. I got my own website.
Come on.
That was a big thing.
He's made an investment for you. Come on.
I know that when I do these dates, I will get messages from people going, oh, when are you going to play Cork? It's not on the line. That always happens. So that's why I'm just trying to tell people I am playing, because people always invariably will send you a message going, oh, why is Cork not on the list?
It is.
Why is Glasgow not on the list? You know, that.
So like, people
accent.
Want to know that. Where's it known?
Where is Barcelona?
Barcelona?
What is Gelsenkirchen? We're going through the whole different accents here.
I love it. KillianSundermanComedy.com.
Yes. Yeah.
See, I've remembered the website already.
I took a while thinking of that name.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, you've got to get something catchy and short.
It actually is funny how long I thought about it. It's embarrassing but how simple the name is. But I was just like, what about Killian Sunderman? No, but then it's for comedy, so I'll put comedy there. And then I was looking at all the other ones, and then they were like, comedy Killian Sunderman. Killian Comedy Sunderman.
Oh, of course.
What, Killian Sunderman Comedy?
Although Killian Comedy Sunderman sounds like you are christening yourself. You know, the title on your poster. And don't miss Killian Comedy Sunderman.
I am comedy. Yeah, I ham comedy, as you would say.
As I would incorrectly say, yes. Let's talk about the podcast as well, because I've had you and your dear friends on Young Hat Guys in and out so many times. But this podcast, it just keeps on delivering. I love it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you still enjoy it as much?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We had a whole thing that the podcast was going to end in April, but I think we might be able to push on. This is, I don't know. I don't want to reveal anything because I know people are like, will the podcast end in April? Basically, Tony went to a mystic and he paid money, and the fortune teller said that the podcast will end in April, but she said, it's not going to be your fault. So the podcast is apparently going to end in April, but it's going to be either me or Shane's fault. We don't know what's going to happen.
In your deepest, darkest gut feeling, secret hours at night lying in bed, do you think it's going to be Shane Daniel Byrne?
I mean, yes.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
We're going to do something that annoys him, and he will realize he doesn't need us anymore, and then he'll move off and do his own podcast. The Shane Comedy. I'll have my Killian Comedy Sunderman podcast.
Exactly.
Sorry, I already have the name.
Sorted.
So I don't really need to worry about it. But yeah, it's the best thing ever. Just meeting up with your friends, talking for an hour and putting it on the internet, and people for some reason keep coming back to listen to it. I don't know why. It's just people chatting away.
Well, I've talked to a lot of podcast hosts, I think, and I think the same applies to radio. I think one of the key kind of words that is maybe undervalued is just authenticity, as in you are three friends, you are meeting up and talking. Yes, there are microphones. Yes, you are putting together social media clips. It has an intro, it has an outro, it has a graphic. But it is ultimately the meat of the content is three lads sitting around having a chat. When I do it with Neil, it's the two of us talking about facts. It's stuff we love. So people, I guess, they cotton on to the fact, even this radio show, like, I am the guy. This is me. Like, I'm not... Okay, maybe slightly heightened every now and again.
I can confirm this is Dave sitting in front of me.
Definitely
he does have a Man United jumper on.
Exactly. But those kinds of things, like, I'm not, I suppose, you're not getting, like, if I meet you on the side of the street, you are the same person on the podcast, you are the same. Okay, obviously sometimes performing comedy might be, you know, the heightened version, but you're the same guy.
I think you can also tell when, because a lot of times maybe when there's something that they do, I don't know, like big production companies or something like that, they get two famous people and put them together in a podcast, and it's the funniest thing ever when they're like, you know, we're going to get Leonardo DiCaprio and, you know, I don't know, Graham Norton to do a podcast together. And then you just hear them talking and you're like, what? There's no chemistry here at all. You know, it's like really, but they do sort of shove these people together sometimes and see if it, but I don't think that's what people listen to podcasts for. It's more escapism. It's more to feel like you're hanging out with your friends. There's a great photo I saw once, which is, it was like what it feels like listening to a podcast. And it's sort of a photo of three women eating together. And then it's a poster, some sort of billboard. And then there's a guy in real life just sitting next to it eating as well, pretending he's part of the crew.
Okay.
And it's like, that's sometimes what it feels like. You know, when you're listening to your favorite podcast, you're like, they're my friends, but I'm not actually in the room with them.
Yes.
It's that kind of thing.
And I feel exactly the same way. I mean, I know I work on the radio and I know I do podcasts, but I listen to podcasts in exactly the same manner and feel like, you know, if I ever get a mention on another person's radio show or another podcast, I am like, oh my God, they said it, they know why. I mean, like, yeah, they're actually your friends.
I think you've
like,
gotten a few mentions on our one, so you'll have to listen out.
I'll keep more of an ear to it. Did you plan on moving to New York and then didn't?
I did move to New York. I lived there for 2 years, but the reason I moved there was because not far from here, I bought a new bike and I was going to cycle around Scotland. That was my big plan. I was about 22 years old and I bought this beautiful Fuji bike. And then, about 100 meters from here,
right,
it was difficult walking past the spot. My bike was stolen. And the bike was stolen. And I kind of, for some reason, felt like Dublin, Ireland had stolen my bike.
Yes,
and I was like,
resented.
I need to leave this country.
Right.
And I know often people leave the country for, you know, more pressurized reasons.
Sure.
Or like, I need to find work. I left because they stole my bike.
They.
And I said, I need to go to a country where they have a bit of respect for cyclists. And so I went to New York City. And do you know what happened in New York City?
Yes.
My bike was stolen.
Yeah.
It got stolen. So
Amsterdam,
I moved back to Ireland.
Groningen, Eindhoven.
Yes,
I should say Groningen. These would have been the places that you should have visited.
I know.
Where there is respect for bikes. Nobody wears a helmet. Nobody blocks a bike. Mm-hmm. Everyone's completely fine. But you went to New York where people, yellow cabs just kind of bump you out of the way.
I was lucky my bike was stolen, because if I'd kept cycling, I would have just been hit by a car. I'm driving here. You've never heard "I'm cycling here."
No,
it's not,
you haven't. You haven't.
Never
you definitely
that.
Heard that. KilliansundermanComedy.com is the place to go if you want to get your hands on tickets to go along and see Killian. He is going to be performing somewhere near you. Don't message him and say he's not performing somewhere near you. He is.
I am.
But particularly, let's plug Cork and Vicar Street, Everyman Theatre and Vicar Street. They are 30th of April, 30th of May. Going to be brilliant shows. Killian, thank you as always.
Thank you so much.
Feeling
Dave. Come along if you want to come.
I will.
Dave Moore on Today FM.